Hey, sports fans out there, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Our topic today is signs of overtraining, which we're finding out is happening right now, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny to talk about overtraining when we're really just opening up. and when we're really, what we mean by that in terms of overtraining right now is, for some athletes, there's been a rush to get back to activity, and so they've really burned the candle at both ends. And so they say, okay, I'm working out now, and they're trying to work out 6 days a week, and now they're trying to do competitions, and it's just way too much for their body. And we kind of alluded to, you know, ramping up in our other podcast about how do you kind of segue back into the competitive season. But we're starting to see that kids 3-4 weeks into this right now are actually overtrained, because the volume and intensity has just been way too much for them to handle. And the cumulative effect is now starting to hit them. So we're seeing kids with soft injury strains and sprains, hamstring pulls, things like that, dead arm for our throwing athletes, those sorts of things. So I think at this point, you also have to step back and say, okay, how hard and fast have I been hitting it this last, 3-4 weeks or whatever? And how do I protect myself from getting to this point of overtraining?
You know, it's funny because, activity has started about a month ago, and you saw players cram in, like all of a sudden a month before, they would say, okay, I got to get this 4 weeks of training, I've got to do all this stuff. And they'd go at it really hard. I've seen players fatigue. And when you have fatigue, you have injury.
Yeah.
Soft tissue injuries, like you mentioned, hamstrings, bicep tendonitis, stuff like that. And I think athletes need to pull back. One, they need to say, okay, where am I at in my training? How's my body feeling? I think there needs to be accountability for that athlete to take a journal on a daily basis and just say, how am I feeling today?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not feeling good today. Maybe I just slow down my training today. Maybe I'll do these agility drills or exercises, or I'll cut my lifting in half just for today, so my body can rest up. So when I go to my next day of training or a day after that, my body is fully healed and ready to compete at its best peak performance.
Right. Yeah. The rule of thumb that I use with my athletes in the gym is, if you're still sore or tired after 24 or 48 hours, you've probably overdone it at that point. And that's just kind of at the acute, the very onset. Other signs might be just your physical, state. In other words, maybe you start having colds or headaches. Your immune system starts to break down. That could be a precursor to you overtraining, even though it's not an injury, but it's your body's letting you know that, hey, it's starting to break down at some level, and maybe trying to push through that isn't a good idea.
I think it's smart. It's kind of like, you go to college, you start cramming for a test, and you're trying to cram it in that 72 hour window. All of a sudden you forget everything. Right. It's like brain dead. What did I do? That's overload. And I think the body, if it's trained that way, it gets overloaded.
Yeah.
And when it gets overloaded, it can't function. And I think athletes and parents, I warn the parents out there, we know you want your kids to be active, but be smart about, their training schedule. Write out information, write down the things they do. And I think it's important that they also eat well. A lot of kids don't eat well when they're training hard. They don't hydrate. I'm seeing a lot of cramps. I'm seeing a lot of, like, yesterday, Aaron, and this kind of hits home. I saw, we went to a 2.5 hour practice, and we prepared our athletes saying 3 weeks ago, we talked about being hydrated for this first day of workout. Mm-hmm. We had three or four athletes go down because they had cramps. You know, they weren't hydrated. And I said, what did you have to eat today? How much did you drink?
Right.
Have you been drinking during the weekend? You know, we just got back from a trip. You know, how much did you drink? And even when they go out to competition, how much are they drinking after the competition? Right. You know, you get all that adrenaline and stuff and those different sources going through your body. You need to hydrate properly in order to recover.
Right. Yeah. The reason why I'm smiling and laughing is because, I mean, I played baseball too, but being a track athlete, I'm like, what are you doing cramping as a baseball athlete?
You know? That's what I'm talking about.
You really have to not be taking care of your body.
Absolutely.
If you're at that stage where you're that dehydrated or that depleted, because of the nature of the sport and how it's played, that's just something that really, in my opinion, shouldn't be happening. But it does. It does.
So Aaron, I have a question for you, though. I think it's important. I think as athletes get back in competition, they should be drinking every inning or every break. They should take a water, a mixture of Gatorade and water or whatever you want to call it. But there's not enough hydration for the athletes to really compete. They don't realize that source of fluid going to your body is giving you the ability to think and function correctly.
Well, that's what I tell my athletes. I usually will say, and I can't remember where I saw this, but years ago, you know, as an athlete, I was competing, but basically in essence, for every certain percentage of dehydration in your body, mm-hmm. there's also a percentage of decrease in your performance. Because if you think about it, your body is mostly water. And the signals in our body travel electrically, you know, neurologically. Mm-hmm. So if you're just, you know, a few percentage points depleted or dehydrated, well, that's going to affect your performance. Well, even if it's a 1-3% decrease in your performance, what do you think that's going to mean when you're trying to hit an 85 mile an hour fastball?
Wow.
Or when a ball comes at you at 75 miles an hour and you've got to field it.
Mm-hmm.
That 3% is now that margin of error.
Right.
And so that's one reason why I'm always telling my athletes, even during our training sessions, you know, go take a sip of water. Go take a sip of water. Because it allows it's not about getting thirsty. By the time you get thirsty and dehydrated, you're kind of already in the hole. It's about keeping the body at the optimum functioning.
Yeah, level.
Balance, exactly, level. Right. So that's, our hydration is definitely a big part of it. You talked about nutrition, that's also a big part of it. Rest and recovery, same thing. You know, proper rest and recovery, inter game and outside of the game.
Right.
You know, whatever you can do to get your body to rebound and recover. Those are ways to kind of help keep the cumulative effect of the stresses of training and competing at bay. So that way you can continue to function and you don't get in that hole. Because the thing is, once you get in that overtraining hole, it can take a while to get out of it. The rule of thumb, again, I use is, you know, for every day that you're overtrained, it takes about 3 days to recover.
Wow. So you're telling me, you know, so you got this athlete that's been overtrained for 4 days, man, he's like 2 weeks behind of recovery.
Exactly. It can take up to about 12 days.
Wow.
For him to get out of that hole. That's why it's so important that you recognize those early signs and do the things that you need to do, you know, prior to falling into that hole. So that way you can mitigate anything that happens. But you can't always bull your way through everything. You know, everything isn't about beast mode. You know, where athletes are shown and that's what they think. And you've got to, your body sends you those signals and they're sending those signals for a reason and you have to listen to them.
Yeah. Well spoken there, Aaron. And that kind of wraps up what we're going to talk about today. But people out there, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. See you.